that spider web like in the house is not as bad as the one that in the wood. In the wood is kind of gummy, you know, it sticks it. And they got a lot of it in the wood, yeah.
Would you ever take any parts of a tree underground and use them for bites or anything, or?
No.
Did your daddy ever give you cures? Did he get out of the woods?
Well, that was a long time ago. I was a kid, not my dad and my grandfather. I cut myself on my foot with an axe. I dropped an axe on my feet and cut the only thing that kept it from cutting me worse than it did is the two eyes where you string, you know where your string come out? In other words, the blade of the axe hit both of them eyes and it stopped it from going too deep. And my daddy was working in the woods and I had went and brought him dinner. And I was fooling around with his axe and I got cut. And my grandpa happened to be looking for his cattle. He had cattle all over the woods. And he stopped there. And he said, well, he said, that ain't too bad, he said. He said, you stay here till I come back. So he went and found some tree. I don't know what kind of tree it was. And he took a root and he scraped not the top layer, but the layer between the root, the hard part of the root and the top. It was white. He scraped that, and it was like a gum. And he put that on that and tied a red handkerchief. I'll never forget, I guess I was about 11, 12 years old. And he tied a red handkerchief on my feet. And he said, when you get home, you make mama put a white rag on that. You don't need that rag. I read that to him, I put a white rag on and he put that gum on there, never was sewed, didn't wash it. When that stuff fell off, thing was cured. Boy, I had a gas about that long, the mark is still there. What kind of root it was, I don't
know. Anything else, are they still? I guess they still use some of that, some people.
Yes. Not that I know. That's, in other words, that was all the... My grandfather used to fix people home when they break their arm or something like that. You know, he used to take two splints and put in there and wrap that thing tight, you know, and fix people home and all kind of stuff of that kind. People didn't go to a doctor for anything back
when they got their arm?
It was right after that. That's normal.
Really? Yeah. When they got their arm
broke? Yeah, when they break an arm, he'll fix it. Take a splint, you know, two splints, and put on one on each side, then wrap it up.
He was a doctor.
He wasn't a doctor, but they used to do all that. If you sprain an ankle or something like that, hell, he'd grab it and put it back in place. You holler a little bit, but he'd get it back in place. You was all right at it.
What were some of the trees that you had in the neighborhood? Common trees.
Common trees, but what, we had oak trees and cypress, mulberry is the tree that makes it look better, you know, that the squirrels eat on, and hackberry. Alum, tupelo.
You couldn't eat hackberry trees though, could you?
Hackberry makes a little red seed. The birds eat that in the winter. You know, the robins and all that. The robins come down here and eat that in the winter.
Could I eat them?